All right, I want to show you all the moment that a Fox host, live on air, reacts to the horrible jobs report that came out early this morning. I'm really assuming Fox News now has a new rule, no live reacting to economic numbers on air under Trump's term, because over and over and over, we've gotten poor numbers regarding the GDP, which is supposed to be going up, you know, year over year or quarter over quarter, but is now contracting every single quarter solely due to Donald Trump's tariff gains. We can talk about unemployment. We can talk about inflation, which did have problems in the post-COVID era. Inflation was a massive problem, but it actually started to decrease and go down. Now Trump's tariffs have reversed course on that. So we're going to talk about all of this. But before I play this clip, I just want to show you what happened this morning on Fox and CNBC. So first of all, on CNBC, we learned that the private sector lost 33,000 jobs in June, badly missing expectations for a 100,000 job increase. Think about that. Think about Maria Bartiromo, the Fox News host, sitting there waiting to see maybe a bit of a miss, 90,000 increase instead of 100,000 increase. But no, we lost 33,000, something unheard of since the COVID era. Someone said up top, GDP has reversed, and now this bloodbath of a jobs number. No COVID disaster created this, just Trump and a backward MAGA economic policy. Call your congressman and tell them to stop the OBBB, the one big ugly bill, before it's too late. And it's in response to the CNBC article that rocked everybody. Private sector hiring unexpectedly contracted in June, and there are a lot of reports that recent college graduates are going to have problems. I mean, of course, people of all ages entering the workforce are going to have a tough time, but new college graduates who are just now looking for a job, it's only going to get rough as the quarters go on and as we get closer to the midterms. That's our next hope, is the midterms, to stop this economic destruction. As somebody who is no longer a college student, I dropped out to start this. Make sure you drop a like and you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to support the channel. We will continue to relentlessly cover this all. The Democratic Difference said, for decades, Republicans have pretended to be the, quote, party of private sector by falsely claiming that the economy only adds government jobs under D's. Today, private sector jobs reports from ADP shows that Democrats are actually the party of creating private sector jobs. Check this out. Regarding jobs created, the last 5 months of Biden versus the first 5 months of Trump Part 2, Biden created 981,000 jobs during his last 5 months. The reason why they're comparing his last 5 months with Trump's first is because there should have been a seamless transition into the two, right? Trump should be continuing the numbers or even building on the Biden-era numbers, yet no. He slashed it, and these policies only get worse. Let's start with this clip of Sorkin from CNBC asking Tom Emmer, hey man, right now we're at 1.8% GDP growth year over year. Donald Trump and the Republican Party, they've promised to get us to 2.8%. How are we going to do that if you guys are only extending the exact same policies that have failed to get us to 2.8%? He's like, make it make sense.
Why are we currently not getting 2.8% growth today with the assumption, if the CBO is at 1.8 and the administration's at 2.8, and part of what we're talking about here is extending the tax cuts that are already in place, and yes, you're going to capture no tax on tips, and maybe that'll drive some of this, but what is going to get you to the 2.8 number?
Donald Trump. Donald Trump and this legislation. Keep in mind, we've had 4 years of disaster under Joe Biden. Donald Trump has only had a little less than 6 months to try and fix this thing, and already you've seen enormous changes. In the CBO, by the way, 1.8% growth is what they projected over the next 10 years. This country has never had less than 2% growth in any 10-year period. So be careful of the numbers that these insiders put out, because bottom line is, we've seen it all throughout history. When you give Americans more of their hard-earned money, when you give them more freedom to make new things happen, they not only improve their own lives, but the rising tide lifts all boats.
And this is just overall not true. He's basically rebranding trickle-down economics, but if Trumpers want to talk about making America great again, the tax rate on corporations was quite high in the 50s or 60s when they would claim America was great. And it doesn't just trickle down that simply. Now, I do agree that competition is a good thing in any market. I do agree that when you have a competitive nature between businesses and a market where they can iterate and compete and improve, it is overall a good thing for the society. But that is separate, like competition and creating products is separate than hoarding wealth. Hoarding wealth is when somebody who started a business begins to just repetitively hoard wealth and not pay their taxes. And that's not paying their fair share or lifting all tides. You know, like I would argue that Jeff Bezos creating Amazon made the United States a more productive society. A lot of you guys watching this have likely used Amazon recently or at least one of their services. But Jeff Bezos off the back of Amazon hoarding a lot of wealth, probably not as helpful for society. And I think that's an okay argument to make. That's not the argument Tom Emmer's making. He's making the argument that endlessly slashing taxes for the richest of the rich will trickle down due to some form of altruism or something. No, no, no. That's not competition. That is called just hoarding wealth. Right here, we have Marita Bartiromo, then 30 minutes later, reacting to the news of the morning, the ADP jobs report.
Of course, President Trump is talking about this bill leading to growth in the economy. We are waiting any moment now to get the jobs numbers for the month of May. The expectations call for the ADP numbers to be up 95,000 for the month of June, rather. It's the June jobs data, and we'll, of course, right now seeing the number actually show a decline in jobs, down 33,000 on ADP.
Let me play this one more time. She's a little bit shocked.
Month of June, rather. It's the June jobs data, and we'll, of course, right now seeing the number actually show a decline in jobs, down 33,000 on ADP. The bill includes $25 billion for the Golden Dome, the missile defense system. Mm-hmm. Senator, you introduced a bill supporting the construction of that system. I want to get your take on defense and whether or not that...
His take is Donald Trump will fix it. No different than this take of who's going to fix this. His answer is literally just Donald Trump. I mean, I know I played this clip, but listen to his answer.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump will fix it all. Lord have mercy.
Donald Trump.
They have a cult-like obsession with thinking that he can fix every and any problem when he's digging us into a deeper hole due to his unpredictable tariff policies that affect small businesses. I run what I'd consider a YouTube channel. That the YouTube channel is big for YouTube, but in the grand scheme of things, it's like a small business that I run. And what I've found as a small business owner, it's really common sense. Month over month, you need to have a stable prediction of how much money's coming in and where you're putting money out. For example, if I'm buying resources, paying an editor, I need to know exactly what's happening over the next few months so I can project. When Trump introduces tariffs, first of all, that uproots all of it. But when he introduces tariffs in the way that he did, think about the flip-flopping over and over and over. A small business like mine, we're like, what the hell? I was supposed to buy $6,000 of supplies. Now it's $12,000 of supplies. That is business ruining. A $6,000 increase in supplies is business ruining for like the vast majority of businesses across the country, especially any business considered a small business. So it's incredibly, incredibly intense. And with that, I'm going to say, I love you all. Thank you, everybody who watches these videos. If you made it this far, I want you to say hi, Adam, and just let me know how you've been doing lately. I realize that compared to other YouTubers, we have a uniquely active comment section and relationship. What I mean is that when I check some other accounts, not even in the YouTube sphere, their commenters don't really have a personal connection with the channel, and it's sort of separate. But when I talk to you guys, either I respond in the comments or I email you guys back or we talk on the live stream, it just feels a lot more, I don't know, personal. Like I know at least 500 of your guys' profile pictures that I just respond to and I talk to. So let's continue building that community. If you made it this far, genuinely, let me know how you feel. I'd love to hear from you guys. And I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.